Stop that tram!
Is everything all right, miss?
Oh, I left my purse in that tram. It's got all my money in it, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Calm down, miss. We'll sort it out. Look, we can use the new telephone box.
But I don't have any money. It's all in my purse.
Ah, don't worry. I'll lend you some change.
Why, thank you, kind sir. But why do you use it? Is it safe to use? I don't like all these new inventions. It's scary.
Oh, there's no need to be scared, dear. In fact, it's quite astonishing how they get the voices to sound so real.
But how does it work? I need to ring the depot immediately before someone steals my money.
First, you need to find the number in the directory.
Here it is.
Now put these coins in. And dial the number.
Goodness, I've never used one of these phones before. You sound so real.
I am real. what appears to be the problem?
I'm terribly sorry to be a bother, but I've left my purse on the tram, and I was wondering if, when the number 45 gets back, could you check it for it, please?
Well, the trams haven't got in yet, but I'll personally check them at the end of the night, so I'll have a look for you. What name is it?
It's Victoria Faden.
Okay, Miss Faden. If I find it, I'll keep it here for you to collect tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Leaflow. I'll be over first thing in the morning.
Now press the B button to end the call and collect your change.
Thank you, PC Arnold. Maybe these phones aren't as scary as I first thought. I have a family in America. How would I be able to ring then?
If you want to make a long-distance call, you have to dial 100 and then the operator will connect you.
Thank you again.
Have a good day, miss.